Blog Talk Radio.
To a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, The Man with Mike. Thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. Kind of funny how, not really, but all these people that are really outraged at critical race theory are black. It's not like, I'm a white person. Hello. Yes, I'm the minority now because, you know, it's Aram Rice, a black father. You know, you're not here to teach critical race theory or teach that whites are bad people and all this crap. You're here to teach blacks are good? No. Math and science and real history. Andrew Cuomo is going to do some sort of, I've got to see this. He's supposedly doing like an emergency order. That's right. A state of emergency to try to crack down on guns. We're going to defund the police. And then when violence gets bad, it's because of guns. When I was in school, you had gun racks in the back of cars with trucks fully loaded. 12-gauge ones. No problems. I mean, because they were trying to blame all this crap on Republicans, but that ain't going to work. We got shortages in supplies and labor growth and the economies in the toilet, and there's Biden. He's being shuffled around. Don't know what day it is, but it's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. You know, J.D. Vance says there's no time to sit and something's got to happen. You know, 2022 is too late. You know, well, who's going to run? Who's going to take 2022 or 2024 is too late. Something has to happen now. Oh, I'm just so sick and tired of this defund the police movement crap. And then when crap gets bad, okay, it's Republicans' fault. Rabbi Shlomo Nagasi, N-O-G-I-N-S-K-I. We need more people like him because he got stabbed and he lured the guy that was stabbing him and stuff away from kids in a way he took selfishness like our founders did. He was an illegal alien from Egypt and he was stabbed. It was in a Boston area Jewish school. Synagogue type place, and guess what? He lured the guy away from the kids. Being unselfish. I want to get into that and so much more, so welcome Matthew 7:24. Anyone who listens to my teachings and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and welcome to the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, we got a lot going on in this world right now because you've got this. Guess what, folks? We're Democrats, and we're going to defund the police because that's the right thing to do. Because every police officer is corrupt. And then when violence erupts, then we have tons of violence. So we're going to have a state of emergency. And then we're going to take away your guns. That's orchestrated. Just like this Obamacare. Try to get socialized medicine in this country. I mean, this is how bad this country is. This is how far this country is gone. I mean, you have Matthew Dowd, who is an ex-campaign strategy person for George W. Bush, basically saying that the Capitol riots were worse than 9/11, when 3,000 people died and the Capitol riots were staged. I can tell you they were staged. I can tell you they let people in. Have some nasty privacy, and we're going to get submitted because, you know, we're going to get to the bottom of the Capitol riots, so we hold people accountable. I can tell you, it was a staged and scripted thing by Democrats and Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I'm Nancy Pelosi, and we're going to get Maxine Waters, we're going to get Adam Schiff, and you know, we're going to get a host of anti-Trump Democrats who hate America, and we're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're not going to be objective about it, but whatever, because I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I'm in charge, okay? That's how far this country is going. That's why you start at the local levels, with all these people standing up against this critical race theory. That's why you have a father who rips the school board on critical race theory. Your job is to teach math and science. When I was in school, we didn't know what our teachers thought. We didn't know. Okay, folks, welcome back to U.S. History. Today, we're going to watch the State of the Union Address. I recorded it last night on VHS. And what we're going to do here is I'm going to explain to you as it's going on. What you're going to see here in the beginning here, Bill Clinton's going to come down. He's going to be handshaking, da-da-da-da. Then he's going to hand his State of the Union Address to the Speaker of the House and one to the Vice President's copies. And that, you know, and it's going to be, and this is what he's doing. It wasn't like, well, can you believe Bill Clinton said that? Oh my, I can't believe he said that. You know, I know a lot of my teachers now are liberals, but it's okay, folks. We're going to make the world better by making airplanes out of beef. But we have a rabbi who steps up, like these parents are stepping up. He was getting stabbed, and he lured the kids away. It starts at the local level. You know, it starts with people going to the school boards and saying, enough. This critical race theory is going to end. We're not doing it. It's got to end. This critical race theory has to end. Just like this shooting and this rabbi's getting stabbed. We got to stand up. If I was there, I'd have been like, "Okay, go ahead, buddy. I'm gonna protect that rabbi." He diverted the armed attacker away from children in the school. He's self-sacrificed. You don't see that much anymore. He did something for the greater good. It's like these parents that are standing up against the critical race theory. He's a hero. Rabbi Shlomo Naginsky, amazing man, what he did, leading the attacker away from the school and the children, putting them first. Not many people would do that in this day and age. Me, we live in a me society. It's all about me. Me. I do unselfish things. Some things I'll tell you about, some things I won't. I'm not trying to be prideful. It's what I do. Me and my wife can use help. You want to step up? All right. You give back. We've been helped before and we help now. We get help now, we help. We always continue to give and to get and to accept and, you know, and be grateful for what we get and what we're given. I want to, in a little bit here, my next thing I'm going to do here is, there's a lot of, I posted a thing and I'm proud of this, and you can say what you want. You know, I'd rather have someone that smoked pot represent my nation in the Olympics as opposed to people that turn their back to a World War II vet or to a Vietnam vet or disrespect this national anthem. There's a family, I love watching these videos, like where they have the kiddos and they're like, what is this? This is the computer. Where's the internet? There was no internet. This is an Atari 400. Your phone, like a 16 mega, like a phone with 16 gigs of memory would have more than that, you know, like, wow, you know, it's like, there's nothing. I mean, like, yeah, like you can't, like, how do you use a Walkman? But I've seen these videos recently where these people, like, you know, Irish people try Krispy Kreme for the first time. Hello, you know, I'm sitting there. Well, I'm supposed to be, I guess, trying a Krispy Kreme. I guess it's some sort of donut, you know, so like a pastry, you know, like you know, we have like danishes and pain au chocolat and croissants, and they have donuts in the States. And I guess it's just like sugar, yeast and flour and sugar and rich flour, and then they fry it, and then they put sugar on top of it. You know, and it's great to get their reactions to like American beer and liquor. But there's a New Zealand family, and they do a reaction to the Star Spangled Banner as you've never heard it, and it explains the Star Spangled Banner. And there is an ad in between, so I'll cut that out and talk in between. Try to mute it just so you know, but that's gonna, I'm gonna come in because I shared that with my wife, and I said, it's like in May when they did this, I said, you're going to get mad. I'm just forewarning you. My wife is damn near pissed off and in tears because this New Zealand couple, okay, what do you put your hand on the right, on the right side, do you right hand or left hand? How do you, they were respecting, they're dang near, they held back tears because they didn't want to cry on camera, pretty much. I can't, well, I'll be bawling my eyes out. It's hard to watch. And they said, I've heard it a lot. My daughter, Atlanta, sings it all the time. And now it's just, and they get it. But you have people in this country that, America's, the flag's racist, the flag's, I wish, how is a black person a slave again? You know, I'll get you a two-way ticket. And I'll buy you a ticket anywhere you want to go in the whole world. Guess what? You'll be able to go on that plane ticket and come back. But you have a rabbi that stands up and diverts stabbing away the victim away from possibly more damage, more catastrophes. You have parents standing up against critical race theory. The government works for us, not the other way around. How much liberty are you willing to give up for security? I'm not willing to give up any. They don't teach history. They teach critical race theory. We're gonna do a emergency thing to stop guns. Take your guns. You know. Know your history. Some people had two loaded shotguns in the back of their pickup truck at school. Where was the gun violence? Where was the school shootings when I was a kid? Besides Jeremy, of course, that famous incident that Pearl Jam songs named after. What's changed? I'll tell you what's changed. A nation without, okay, we got to take God out of schools. We got to take consequences, bull crap. What you need to do is beat some butts. on a consistent basis. And what I mean by that, because I know someone's going to cut pacing at this, consistent basis means they do something wrong, you beat their butt for it. You praise them when they do something right. You don't just beat their butt to beat their butt. If they, you set guidelines and ground rules. That's what you do. Now, you can't touch a kid. Oh, he touched me. I'm suing. You know, parent of teacher distraught after his kid was put in the corner. We used to have a little corner, a study desk. Teacher would ask a question, and if you couldn't answer it, you had to go in the shame corner. We went in there, and you had to, because you didn't do your homework enough to study to know the answers. And if you would have read the homework and done the homework, you would be able to answer these basic questions. And it was just, you don't want to go in there, so you studied and you learned. This country is so lost. You got people like Oprah and all these people. Well, you know what? You're never going to amount to anything. So just get used to being in. Just have a bottle of Mad Dog 2020 ready for when you get accepted into Section 8 housing. Okay, you know, the government apartments, you know, whatever. The public housing, you know, just get used to it because that's where you're going to be. You know. I know I've got like 5 mansions and I got private jets and I do all kinds of stuff, but you are not going to amount to nothing. Wait a minute. You can be whatever you want to be in this country. Why do you think there's a caravan of millions of people trying to get here? They're not trying to get here to have what Biden's trying to shove down our throats from the people behind them that are Obama's people telling him what to do. I'm telling you right now, I'm not making fun of Biden anymore. He is so far gone. It makes me sick to my stomach as much as I don't like them or what they're doing to him. They must have something fierce on his family that they're threatening. Hey, if you don't keep going and they don't keep shoving him out there, we're going to put, you know, Jill and all of them are going to be in prison. I heard they were going to blackmail Hillary if she became president. You're going to do this, isn't this? Do it or whatever. Hey, you want to go to prison? We got the goods. We have a thing called the Constitution and a Bill of Rights. And they don't teach it. And they can slowly take away your freedoms. Slowly inch away at your freedoms and your rights. If you don't know what your rights are, it's easier to take away if they don't know what they're guaranteed. I don't think there's a piece of land on this planet Earth, and maybe called Scotland now, and with Caledonia back then, who knows what it was called before Caledonia. There was probably slaves there. The continent of Africa, there was probably slaves there for thousands of years. There's probably some form of slavery on the island they call Australia, but guess what, folks? Black people say that they're slaves now and they don't have rights and their own freedoms, and I'm in California and there are people with the 13 colony flag. We weren't even a 13 colony. And they go nuts. I don't like the national anthem. I don't like the flag. It don't represent me. It's racist. Da, 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 da. And then when you watch this video, which I'm going to about play in about a minute or so, of a New Zealand family that gets it, that's dang near in tears when they realize what the national anthem is, because they don't teach these kids what it's about. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what they're proudly we hailed, and the rocket's red glare, and bombs bursting in air. And when you go through the different parts of the national anthem, and these kids don't have a clue what that means. And New Zealand family kind of, it grabbed their heart without even knowing the true story. But I want to play this now for y'all. And when I play this, remember, as you have people who are the laughingstock of the world, who are disrespecting our country and our vets, who won't stand for the national anthem. This New Zealand family, they're your New Zealand family on YouTube. They are respecting, and they say this is awesome because it's like a history lesson. So listen to this.
What's up, New Zealanders? Hi! Today we are doing another reaction. We're going to check out something that was requested in one of our other videos that we did. And it's called the Star Spangled Banner, as you've never seen it. And we found it on a channel called Mona Rose. And apparently, we know nothing about it except for it's the story of the American National Anthem and how it came to be.
Armament is being called upon to demolish that fort.
Wow.
It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said the war is over. These men would be free anyway. He said, you can't shell that fort. He said, that's a large fort. He said, it's full of women and children.
Well,
he said,
it's like
predominantly not a military fort.
Sounds like a two.
I said, he said, we've left them a way out. He said, what's that?
Put a fancy painted on.
He said, do you see that flag way up on the rampart? He said, we have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered.
I noticed there's something interesting with dog on that flag.
Francis Scott, he went down below and told them
it. I think there was like 15 colonies or something back in the day.
Okay.
And he said, how many ships? He said, hundreds.
Hundreds full of prisoners.
The ships got closer. Francis Scott, he went back up on top and he said, men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch. As twilight began to fall, and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly the British war fleet unleashed. He says the sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs. He said it was absolutely impossible to talk or hear. He said suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit. And he says from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, tell us where the flag is.
Oh, wow.
What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us.
Flag means a lot, huh? Mm.
1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling. Every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb. Wow. And Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, it's still up. It's not down. The admiral came and he said, your people are insane. He said, what's the matter with them? He said, don't they understand this is an impossible situation? Francis Scott Key said he remembered what George Washington had said. He said, the thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees.
Nice. And you got hope.
Amen.
The admiral said, we have now instructed all of the guns to focus on the rampart to take that flag down. He said, we don't understand something. Our reconnaissance tells us that that flag has been hit directly again and again and again, and yet it's still flying. We don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, now we're about to bring every gun for the next 3 hours to bear on that point. Francis Scott Key said the barrage was unmerciful.
That, and I'm going to continue, but I just wanted to, this is a New Zealand family for just tuning in, and they're reacting to the Star Spangled Banner as you've never heard it.
Imagine being in the fort.
Mm. All that he could hear was the men down below praying.
Mm. Right.
The prayer. God, keep that flag flying where we last saw it. Sunrise came. He said there was a heavy mist hanging over the land, but the rampart was tall enough.
Still standing.
There stood the flag, completely nondescript, in shreds.
Oh, really?
The flag pulled itself, was at a crazy angle.
The
flag was still at the top. Francis Scott Key went aboard and immediately went into Fort Henry to see what had happened. And what he found had happened was that that flag pole and that flag had suffered repetitious direct hits. And when it had fallen, but men, fathers, knew what it meant for that flag to be on the ground.
Wow.
Although knowing that all of the British guns were trained on it, walked over and held it up. Humanly.
Oh, wow. People, oh, my goodness.
Their bodies were removed and others took their place.
Oh, wow.
Francis Scott Key said what held that flagpole in place at that unusual angle.
Well, the American people
were patriots. bodies.
That's incredible.
And the song. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
I never knew that.
Oh, me neither.
Or the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
I wondered what that was.
Through the night, that the flag was still there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet lie?
It waves.
Or the land of the free.
And the home of the brave.
Right. Man, that was brave.
Representing our country who can't respect the own national anthem, and they're, well, I've heard it 100 times, but didn't know the meaning behind it. Now I do, and I had to hold back the tears. They are all four emotional. There's a reason why I will never disrespect my flag, not to mention my dad fought, and my father-in-law fought, and one of my best friends, Colonel Wade Schaefer, and then Colonel Dale, they're in heaven. They're in a better place. But they taught me the meaning of respect. All four of them have. All four of them have. And it's what this nation is built on. But you still have so many people that, oh, it's racist. And da, 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 da. I'm like, well, then pack up your stuff. Because, oh, yeah, you can't leave. I forgot you're a slave. You can't go anywhere, do anything. No, you can. You can go anywhere you want to, do whatever you want to. But go ahead and go to a part of land that didn't have slavery ever. You ain't gonna find it. Because these kids are brainwashed and they're woke and they're not taught. I want to get a history book. If anyone out there is, I want to get a history book. In general, I want to see what, I'd love to know what they teach about 9/11. Do they teach about how something happened? You know, some people did some things? Is that the whole history lesson about 9/11? 9/11, some people did some things. I'm wondering. I'd love to really know what they actually teach about history. Do they teach that a black man was the first slave owner? Do they teach that it was a black man that gave falsified information to the British to help the Americans win the Revolutionary War? Do they teach that the national anthem is based on real events? I just would love to know what they teach. You know, because you have shortages in supplies, shortages in things. Gas at $3 a gallon. And you have Biden with inflation going through the roof. And Biden, it looks like you have cookies and cream ice cream world. You know, man, well, then when it's my favorite ice cream, cookies and cream. Thank you for asking about my favorite ice cream. You know, I do like the waffle cones. They're the best. You know, I mean, sugar cones are okay, but waffle cones are way better because you can get more ice cream in them, you know. I don't think I saw one picture of Donald Trump with food except for when he would, since he grew up on fast food. Because he said, as a target, fast food, it was, he can... Because they say that, like, a president, going out on his own, he's safer because it's less likely to plan something if he's just random. If they plan, hey, he's going to be at this restaurant, you know, if he shows up at a McDonald's, there's less likely to have an incident. And Trump said, I grew up on a lot of fast food because it was a way for me to eat without having to worry about, because it's so made so last minute a lot of the times that they have, it's very hard to try to plan to poison somebody, you know, except for like when they had stuff about him, like serving McDonald's and stuff, except for that, all his were business photos. He was working, doing stuff. All you have photos of Biden is eating ice cream. And that's all they ask him about. What's your favorite flavor? Or when you get an actual legit reporter that's real, that actually asks a legit question, he gets all flustered and drops his note cards and, I forget where I am. I dropped my note cards. Oh, Biden. Lord help you. You know, that's why J.D. Vance, you know, we need to fight to save our country. And we are slowly doing it by people standing up at these schools. You don't have to have a kid in school to say, hey, I don't want kids. They're my future. Someone learning critical race theory, that's my future. Okay? They're my future. I mean, you have these kids that can't even identify a gender. I'm a multi-non-binary interspecies trans being. You can't come up with a definitive name for who you or what you are. And you're going to be running this country? Oh, Lord. The first non-projected pronoun becomes president. Just call me it. I don't like to be referred by anything but it because, you know. Imagine if they had a member from Saturday Night Live, it's Pat, and you couldn't tell if it was a boy or a girl. Heck, now that he'd be like normal. He'd be like a regular, mainstream, normal person today. Now if they did that, you'd have somebody, okay, is that an elephant, a donkey, a human, an ape? What the heck? He has makeshift horns put in his head, so is he trying to be antlers? What the heck is that? Is he going to be a bull? I don't know. But he didn't have a tail, so I don't know. His tongue split, so is he trying to be a snake with horns? I don't know. I mean, Pat from Saturday Night Live, where you couldn't tell if he was a boy or a girl. Heck, that'd be like normal. And he'd be like a straight, clean-cut, normal person today. Kind of like my mom would always joke that the T-Birds from Greece would be like the football players and like the popular kids that were like they wouldn't even be bad in comparison to what kids do today. We strayed away from God. I'm a believer, so, you know. He needs to get back. I'm doing the Love Dare. If you ever saw Fireproof, yeah, I'm going through the Love Dare, and I think, like, Kirk Cameron's doing on YouTube, on Facebook, and I think he's on 17. I'm on, like, day 16. I go through it, and I read what it says, and, you know, like, oh, what are you doing this? What are you doing that? And me and my wife, you know, certain things we talk about with my relationship, some things I want, but it's like, we got it at an age together when God found these, when we both gave up and God found us, each other. You know, we compromise heavily, you know, and, you know, anyone that knows my wife, she helps produce this and helps come up with stuff for me, gives me tons of ideas and stuff. She's what we refer to as a little person. She's short. And of course, at my wedding, my dad's like, is she going to have like 10-inch heels? Dad, I'm married. God actually stopped growing her when she was perfect. You know, God don't make mistakes. And, you know, my wife was always taught, don't use it as an advantage almost, not a disadvantage. How can you have being short be an advantage? You know, and I got a step stool for high quality, you know, winter wheels. Got the good stuff. Just like if you're going to fix something with duct tape, don't go to the Dollar Tree and get the cheap stuff. Get the good duct tape because the handyman only uses real duct tape. But, you know, we've learned compromise. Okay, like let's do this, let's do that, you know, and it's really, and I think that's one thing it's missing too. It's relationships and you got no God with no, you got relationships without God, you got schools without God, you got the media pushing, you make sure you learn your gay BCs. I got a question. Yes, go ahead, sir. Yes, I'm with the Weekly Conversation. Is Bert and Ernie gay? You know, since they on Sesame Street and they're in the same bed. I just want to make sure. Can you get back with me if you can't tell me now with the definitive yes or no answer? Not that. Well, we're not gonna. You know, we never thought of Bert and Ernie. We don't care. You know, kids aren't kids anymore. Okay. Well, how dare you force us to put his gender on? He hasn't made up his mind yet. He's a newborn. How can he say if he's a man or a cat? I can see right there. He's got a wee-wee. He's a man. He's got a little hole. She's a woman. Well, you just can't. I'm sorry, but you just did. No. God don't make mistakes. Sorry, folks, God don't make mistakes. What's wrong and what's with this country is we don't have God in relationships and we don't have God in school, and we have a whole anti-Christian media pushing this gay BCs. Well, we're going to make sure that your kid doesn't have a clue what species it is. Because what if you put male on his birth certificate and he thinks he's a female giraffe? That's wrong that you force us to put, oh, Lord, if you're that type of person, you need to have the kid taken away from you. You shouldn't be able to have a kid if you sit there and you shouldn't be able to have a kid if you, if you have a birth certificate and when they're newborns, you can't tell them what, you can't write the gender down. You write down the gender. It's not hard, but we have this whole society of people that think that they're still a slave as a black person. They can never accomplish anything as a black person. People, I sometimes think it's a joke, all these, I've never even heard. I know people that are gay and lesbian and stuff, but I've never heard of half of these people that are coming out now and what they say they are. I'm like, I've never heard of that. You're a what? Huh? What does that mean? Well, what that means is when you're intergenderitarian species, that means that you're someone that believes you're a male animal with a female animal inside you. So you have the characteristics of a female animal in you, but you're actually a male animal on the outside. What? You're a who? Okay, you make about as much sense as Joe Biden. Lord. I guess I'm one of the lucky ones that, hey, I'm a man and I know I like women. I know where I stand. I'm not a every other day flipper. It was actually the Republicans all along that have been, I'm a Democrat and we've always supported defunding the police. Oops, did I say that out loud? I mean, no, we've never defunded. No, we've been against it. No. I know I'm a man. I know I love women, and I have I support my nation, and I support my flag, and I respect it, and I respect any vet. Half the fun of going to the races was just to go to the army things. Like, would have like the Wounded Warrior things, and have where they had like a thing where you could fill out, and they'd send like letters to like you wrote like a letter thing, and it was free, and when you gave it to them, it would get mailed to the troops. Like a support thing. I have like a Salute Your Troops Mark Martin shirt, and I've had so many people sign it, and I got him, this guy's like, yeah, that woman right there, yep, that woman, yeah, she outranks us all. You want her autograph? I'm like, I was like, wow, honor. It's like, you know, some people are like, oh, I think it's Jeff Gordon, and I'm like, this is Lieutenant Jane Brinkston, is it? But, you know, it's just, you know. But I stand for something. We don't flip-flop. No one really talks about what, why they want to defund the police. Like, what's the whole point? Is it to, because I think, now I kind of think that they want to have crime rates go up so they can say, okay, national, we're going to do a state of emergency, and we're going to confiscate guns. Remember, American Christians are different from every other group of people on the planet, because they will die on their feet before they will ever live on their knees. George Washington, don't ever forget that. That's how I believe. You want to take my guns? Like I've told people this, and if they come for my guns, then I probably won't be alive because I'll be shooting. If they are legitimately trying to take away a law-abiding citizen's guns, then I don't think it'll be law. I think they'll try to find some way to get you to where, like, it's like a catch-22 with the Marijuana Stamp Tax Act. Like, it basically made it impossible to own tobacco, to own cannabis, just like tobacco. The way they've written the rules, you have grade A tobacco. You can't have grade B. To get out of worse, it's grade A, click, you know. Where they'll, like, no matter what you do, they're going to be able to take your gun because they're going to do, like, it's catch-22. If you do this, you're in trouble. You do that, you're in trouble. Well, to stop them from taking your gun from this, you're going to do that. But if you do that, then you're in trouble. That's what's going to, that's what they're going to try to do. So we'll have to wait and see. You know, these school districts are great that I see these people standing up against critical race theory. And you need to. They're educating your kids. You need to know what they're teaching you. Okay. Do you ever, as a teacher, my kid knows your political affiliation. He shouldn't. I went up to an art teacher one time. I said, thank you for not telling them. I don't care who you vote for. You know, it's got about 5 minutes left, so a little bit. Thank you so much for tuning in. But, you know, we have this nation where teachers are very opinionated, like, you know, mock killing Trump. And, you know, you as a teacher should be teaching science and math. Okay, folks, we're going to learn math today. Teacher, I thought math was numbers. When did they add the alphabet? Okay, well, the alphabet refers to when you have like a mathematical equation and you're trying to figure out what you don't have, the letter represents a number and you're trying to figure out what it is. Oh, so this is like we have like the like these, like you have like this weird like symbols and you have to guess what. Okay, this symbol stands for an A. This M, B, and then you have to, like, and it gives you a message. Basically, okay, cool. That's what they should be teaching you. Hindenburg blew up because it had hydrogen and it's flammable. That's why they use helium in balloons so that they float, not hydrogen, because it'll explode if it catches on fire or spark. Stick your hand in this electrical socket holding this fork. Yeah, you're going to get jolted, yeah. I ain't going to do that again. Yeah, give these kids a creepy crawler oven. Let them burn themselves. Ah, I got burned. I ain't going to do that again. Trust me. You don't learn by doing stuff right. You learn by making mistakes. And that's where we're at, folks. In this country. Oh, the good old creepy crawling ovens. Oh, yes. And we didn't know what our teachers believed. They just taught us. You know? And we learned from it. We learned about history. We learned about this. Not anymore. Now you have teachers that indoctrinate. And it's sad. It's amazing. Wow. This just came out that Bill Cosby said mainstream media are the insurrectionists to storm the Capitol. Wow. And that they're trying to demolish the Constitution of the United States of America. Wow. This is kind of coming out like about 31 minutes ago on Breitbart, but I was doing other stuff, but wow. Huh. Guess what, folks? He's one of us who gets it. And guess what? They're going to spend trillions of dollars investigating it with only Democrats, and then they're going to, you know, with about 90 seconds left, it's just smoke and mirrors. Because, you know, with 200-plus people killed in Chicago and shot in Chicago every weekend, 40, 50 people, mainstream media don't talk about that like Black Lives Matter. They don't care about black-on-black deaths, so you don't hear about it. When a white person kills a black person, then everyone's on it. Same thing with this. There's tons of shootings every weekend in Chicago. No one cares. No one cares. But as I finish up here with less than a minute, guess what? They're silent. Oh, but January 6th, they're all over that. They don't talk about the shootings every weekend in New York and Chicago, but they talk about January 6th and January 6th and January 6th. Sad. Just remember one thing, folks. Don't forget this. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Hopefully, if you've never heard the story of the National Anthem, every time you hear it now, it has even more meaning. God bless you all. Until next Monday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.